You are not wrong. If something is wrong somewhere, you are not the only one to care. There are others that will fight beside you, so as long as your cause is just and true. Some will fight by subtle analogy. Learn from them and their lack of apology. Speaking out will set you free, even though many will come to disagree. Our lives are unfortunately much too short, but good things will come and you'll find your comfort. We are afforded a handful of miracles, and those certainly will aid to your cause. Most importantly, remember to just speak out. The change is up to the people that you bring about. Your voice is one, but a million is required. So only speak and never go past getting tired. Whatever it is that you will say, do not forget about love, not even for a day. Personal note. I seem to babble on about many things, but the first wrong that hurt me was school. So when I think about helping the world grow, the first thing that comes to mind is fixing it. I'm really worried about the ease with which we can be indoctrinated into false beliefs. I mean, we are all born into a world with intercontinental ballistic missiles pointed at all the cities. We accept this all too easily. Most of us never pay any attention to it. The mechanism behind our blind acceptance is also the same mechanism that may launch them someday. To really see all the things we need to fix, we have to wiggle ourselves out of any and all indoctrinations. One of our most powerful superpowers is thinking by subtle analogy to something else. That is one of the mechanisms that powers our wisdom. We can see or solve problems based on other things we find in books. There are three people that influenced my ideas about education the most: Richard Dawkins, Erica Galtzon, and the saintly Sir Ken Robinson. When I look at them, I feel like I copied everything from them. But that just means we are all fighting towards similar goals. The thing that sticks out about me is this notion of wisdom. I absolutely believe that we are all great thinkers that eventually become wise. Unlike Sir Ken Robinson, who urges us to reform school, or Miss Galtzon, who wants us to work together to fix it, I mostly want to encourage students to stop trusting schools and accept the responsibility for their own education. I do not think that being bombarded by mixtures of lessons and homework is good for learning. I think it only induces cramming and renders a student uneducated. Sir Robinson mentions that there is a small percentage of students that do thrive in this kind of school. But you see what Erica Galtzon is saying. She's only good at passing tests, and she's scared. Richard Dawkins is a scientist who urges people to focus on the magic of reality rather than any other magic. The way he takes to the stage and the way he moves an audience, his dignity and certainty of knowing that he is correct and that he is helping the world grow, is a perfect example of a great being. The title of this text comes from a question asked by a young, presumably religious, lady. What if you are wrong? I urge you to look it up on the internet to hear his response, and to see what a being hoping to help the world grow really looks like. One of the most heartbreakingly powerful things that comes to my mind in regards to his work is him visiting a school where children are being indoctrinated into the belief that Noah and his ark are absolutely real. These children can't know otherwise. It becomes their very reality.